in following the action process, one of the next steps I'm going to take is to look at my own situation, the C in the action, the critique of self. What are the kinds of questions I need to ask myself?
Well, when you're going through the workbook, one of the things that we've done is that we've put together essentially a list of questions where people can say, how much am I currently paying in taxes? And then there are some action steps. I mean, most people don't know the answer to that question. Because if you say, well, how much do you pay in taxes? Well, they may know the answer of, well, my accountant said I'm in the 15% tax bracket, or I'm in the 25% tax bracket, whatever percent tax bracket that might be, but that's not the whole story. What we've got to understand, and this is why we give that illustration and the exercise in the workbook, which is go through, take a look at your last 2 years' tax returns. You're going to see how big of a tax hit you took. Because I want you to see, most people have gotten used to living off the net, as I like to say. Because what happens is you get a job and they say, okay, we're going to pay you X number of thousands of dollars per year. And you think, hey, that's good. I make this much per year. But then all of a sudden we've got this concept of take-home pay. You know, when you look at that concept of take-home pay, it's not such a good concept. Because what happens, and think about it. Here's what I tell people all the time. When you talk about critiquing ourselves, and that's so important because it's something that people like to gripe about. People gripe about taxes, but then I always ask the same question. The question is, what are you doing about it? You know, I was on an airplane one time. I was flying from Philadelphia to Chicago. And on this airplane, I was sitting down and I was reading a book, and a gentleman sat down next to me. He said, what are you reading? I said, I'm just reading some, you know, tax information. And he said, oh, taxes. I hate taxes. Can't stand taxes. Want to pay less in taxes. Got to get out of taxes. And I said, really, you don't like taxes? He said, no. He just continued to carry on and on and on about how bad taxes were. And I said, well, can I ask you something? He said, sure. I said, it seems pretty apparent that you have an extreme disregard for taxes. What are you doing to make sure you lower your tax bill? He just looked at me. He just kind of looked at me as if I had just spoken some sort of foreign language, and he turned around and he didn't talk to me for the rest of the flight. I found that very interesting because that's something that most people, that's the way that they approach taxes, is that we want to gripe, but then we don't do anything about it. Well, it's the same thing when we're talking about critiquing ourselves. I ask the question, what are you doing about your tax bill? How much are you paying? What percentage of your paycheck goes to that? See, I think we've got this proverbial frog in the kettle, if you will. And, you know, as the saying goes, if you dump a frog into a kettle of boiling water, it's going to jump out because it realizes the situation. It wants out. However, if you put it in a nice, comfortable situation, then gradually turn the heat up, pretty soon that frog is going to get boiled alive. That's how it is with our tax situation, because we've basically been into a position where they can crank up taxes after tax after tax after tax on us, and pretty soon we say, well, that's just part of it. That's just one of the conditions we have to deal with. Think about this, and I tell people all the time, I want you to visualize something. Think back to when you got your first paycheck. I mean, visualize it. Think about that envelope. Remember the envelope that it came in? That nice white envelope had a window on the front, had your name on it. You earned this paycheck. This is what you've been dreaming of forever. And then all of a sudden, I mean, chances are you knew what that check was going to be for, right? Because simple math determines I make this much per hour, I work to this many hours this week. Chances are you had the money spent already. Well, then you rip into this envelope. All of a sudden, you look at your check. How'd you feel? See, the difficulty is that at my seminars, sometimes I'll ask people that question, how'd you feel? I've had people say, cheated, robbed. I had one guy one time that said, violated. That may be a little extreme, but you start looking at it, people feel like, where's my money? Two questions they have, where's my money? And then number two, who the heck's FICA? Because they say, what's this? Where'd my money go? And the thing is, when we got our first paycheck, we were outraged. We said, hey, I want some answers to this, and I want them now. Well, we went and asked one of the other frogs that worked with us, and they said, oh, no, that's just how it works. I know it's a little hot in here, but that's just the way it works. Don't worry about it. The thing is, when we're talking about that FICA, for instance, part of that's your Social Security and your Medicare. So when we're looking at this, here's what the story has been taught to us. Yeah, but that's for our Social Security. You'll get that all back someday. Yeah, and it's going to be delivered by the tooth fairy. The thing is, We have got to make sure we take control of our situation before our situation takes control of us. That's why we want you to critique yourself, go through the steps in the workbook so that you can get a better handle on exactly how much you're paying in taxes, and you can determine if there is something you can do about it. And I'm here to tell you, there is indeed something you can do about it if you'll simply take the time to learn how to do it.
So there are questions we're going to be looking at ourselves and understanding the situation, how much taxes are being paid, where they're going, and so forth.